Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the American Idol Season 18 Finale After Show. Whoa, this is not what I expected. We've got a lot to talk about. I'm your girl, Trina Dawn. Of course, I'm not here alone. The Dynamic Trio here for one last time this season. We've got Lisa, who has been a fan since Kelly Clarkson.
Yep, from our very first
super title. Fan. And yep. Tonight, she won the whole thing. Lisa won, you know what. And we've got Hamza, who is our technical music expert. What's up, Hamza?
What's up, ladies? One last time, let's send it off the way we always do, which is with a bang.
Absolutely. Yes. Hamza kind of won tonight, I would say.
I feel like we're all winners at this point.
Yeah.
That was just a wonderful night. Yep. Winner.
Absolutely. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about our favorite stuff from the night. We're going to talk about the top, I guess it was top five to top two. I was expecting top five to top three for some reason. I made it up. So it was actually top five to top two. So we're going to talk about how that went. We're going to talk about the judges' performances. We got a lot of celebrity performances in the house tonight. And of course, we will talk about our winner. But and we've got a special segment that will expose some memories from us. And yeah, so let's start off just overall thoughts of the night, guys. Lisa, I'll start with you. What did you think of the whole episode?
You guys, I've been excited all day. You know, it's been like the highlight. This has been the highlight of my quarantine for sure. You know, I've been waiting for this. I'm so happy to see Just Sam win. But you know what? Arthur killed it too. Actually, everyone I thought did a really great job tonight. I thought it was a great show. We had some like great celebrities come on and sing too. And the We Are the World moment. I remember the original We Are the World. I was pretty young then, but I still remember that too. So that was iconic and moving seeing that. In fact, Trina, I pulled the Trina tonight and I may have been crying a little bit during the We Are the World at the end with everyone.
What happened?
Yeah, but it was beautiful. It was a great night. What a wonderful American Idol story.
Yay. Hamza, what about you?
I mean, I got to applaud American Idol. They did it. Like, they did it. They made it work. And to be honest, it entertained me for the most part. I was a little skeptical. You know, we're always the way of our minds are programmed to be negative, right? Like, how's this going to work? It's going to be boring. We're not going to enjoy it. And they really pulled through with some of the visuals, the way the performances were set up. They gave us a lot of really cool performances. And it's just, you know, they ended on a great note. I loved it.
For sure. I was frustrated the whole time, but not because of anything other than that's how the episode had to go. Mm-hmm. Like when we were moving from five to one in one night, it had to start very abruptly. Everybody go. And then you kind of spend the rest of the time flirting with who's going to be your winner. And then you mix it in there with Katie performing, Cynthia Erivo. Cynthia Erivo honestly made my night. Mm-hmm. For real. She's amazing. But yeah, I mixed emotions, but they really did. They pulled off 2 hours of entertainment. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. So.
And you're right.
Go ahead.
Good point, Trina. You know, you actually, sorry, audio difficulty.
So excited. And,
I told you I'm excited, you guys.
Lose it.
I know. But you made a good point too, that the judges also like debuted two new songs, Luke Bryan, Katy Perry. I mean, there was just a lot of exciting things going on tonight.
Yeah, they kept it super busy. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm also, quick shout out chat, because we've got everybody popping in the chat. Let me give just a few quick.
What's
we've
up,
got Pat? Linda M. Yay, Just Sam! Exclaim, 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 exclaim. We've got Jonathan Lowe saying hello, Tara Balt saying hello, Linda M. Sorry, had to read it before exposing it because it's a really nice thought. Linda M., when Justin looked directly into the camera and saying, I will do it for you, it made me feel like she was singing directly to me. Word. Oh, felt that with you on that. I thought that was Sam sweet, was singing, but she was singing to me the whole time.
Right. It was me she was singing to. We all know this, so.
Wait, not I thought sure, it was me. Wait, what do you think?
Not sure that's accurate, Hamza, but like, do you? Tara says, We Are the World was awesome. And then Jonathan Lowe is the Trina of the chat, and he teared up during a lot of the moments tonight. Absolutely. Thank you, chat, for being here as always. Keep talking to us the whole time. We want to hear what your favorite moments are, what you like the best, what you thought of the winners. We know we love them. Yeah. So let's get into, what did you think of, just real quick, what did you think of the top five? So the two people that went home were Louis and Julia.
I was surprised.
Me too. I didn't really expect, I thought it was accurate and it was the right choice of the choices, but I didn't think it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. What'd you think, Hamza? You're smirking.
I mean, I wanted just Sam to win at this point.
Yeah, so it's like,
and she
whatever.
Won. So to me, like, yeah, Louis Knight, I've liked him from the beginning. You guys know this. I've been a fan of his from the beginning. He's going to keep going. I think it was all very much like the way it's supposed to happen. I think the right people got cut. I think the final two were the correct, right calls. I think the winner was the right call. I think the runner-up has a great future. I just feel like it was all done the right way. It was just such a, like, I feel good. Everything went right, in my opinion. So, I don't know. I wish I had something negative to say about it, but I don't.
I don't think any of us do. It's just, it's a matter of this history making that we're doing, or that they're doing, and us, I guess.
And we get to be a part of it.
Exactly.
Yes.
We're all trying to keep up. What'd you think, Lisa? Mm-hmm.
I agree with what Hamza was saying. I love the way it played out. I think it happened that way for a reason. And I don't know if I told you guys before, but I kind of have been following a lot of like the idol chat rooms, the different idol groups, fan groups. And I think, Hamza, you mentioned before this huge rivalry between Just Sam's fans and Arthur Gunn's fans. So up until the last minute today, boy, they were going back and forth. Who's going to take it? Who's going to take it? It was so exciting. To be honest, I've been following all of this and it was really down to the wire. And so I kind of had a feeling maybe it would be between the two of them, but it was, you know, it was anyone's guess who actually was going to win tonight.
Yeah. What was your favorite performance of the top five? So we had, I mean, I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to list them anyway. So we have Just Sam, Arthur Gunn, Francisco, Johnny West, and Dylan James. So of those, and don't feel obligated to choose the person that you wanted to win if you don't want to, but, you know, I want to know because I do think that a lot of them did equally well tonight in certain scenarios. I personally, as far as tonight's performances go, if we were basing it off tonight's performances, I don't know if we would have had a clear winner tonight.
True.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me, but that's how I felt. Lisa, what'd you think? Just say it.
I do agree with you, Trina. I said before too, I think everyone had a pretty good night tonight. And both Just Sam and Arthur did cool things tonight. I liked that Just Sam did her original, you know, she did rise up like she did in her audition. And did you notice she even had the red shirt on that she wore in that like famous audition when Papa Lionel hugged her and Auntie Katie and Uncle Luke. So that was really emotional, I think, to see how far she's come wearing that same shirt, singing the same song, and being the superstar that she's become. That was cool. And then Arthur Gunn also, this was the third time that he did the Creedence Clearwater revival song. And every time he does it a little differently. So tonight, it was unbelievable how much he'd grown. I mean, you could really see his eyes were open the whole time during the performances. He was working the stage. I mean, you talk about both contestants growing immensely throughout this competition. They're totally different performers now, you know?
For sure. What do you think, Hamza?
I feel like there's five winners tonight because all these contestants are going to go on to do great things. And we're going to hear about all of them down the line. Mm-hmm. So in my opinion, I feel like there's five superstars that were just created tonight. And you can tell by the performances tonight. It was very even keel. It really just had to do with probably overall thoughts and what people looked at from beginning to the end to decide the winner. Because just by anticipation tonight, like you said, Trina, no winner at all. I personally, my favorite song had to be Just Sam's Rise Up. And the only reason why is because I'm one of the biggest nerds when it comes to looking at signs from the universe. And if I remember correctly, Lisa has liked Just Sam from the beginning. She also mentioned that Rise Up would be a song that she'd want to sing during auditions. And then she mentioned that then she got Just Sam on the show for us. So when she sung Rise Up, I'm like, she's doing this for Lisa. I'm telling you. The universe aligned. So that one to me was good because it came back to our panel here. And, you know, it felt like we were connected to that.
For sure.
Love that
I felt
answer.
Like she was very grounded tonight, too.
Right.
Like she was just kind of like steady in her. That's where she was standing. There were some people like Arthur. I don't remember what song it was, but I think his first performance where the cameras weren't exactly with timing, like really knowing exactly where he was going.
Yes.
With during his performance. So the amount of movement they added, and I know why he did it because, you know, trying to add something extra, trying to put on a show, but it was really hard for the cameras to keep up. So I think Sam's idea of like keeping it grounded and keeping it centered was probably really good just for the occasion, so we would just stare at her and listen.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. I really liked Francisco tonight. I thought his cover of the Harry Styles song was really good, and I love that song, and it was a pretty different variation of it. I will say that I think the guys that all play instruments had a little bit of a lead tonight on the songs, because I feel like there was something with when Sam was singing in the band that didn't get to be as cohesive, and the guys I think had a little bit of an edge because, you know, they're holding on to their music basically,
right?
So there was something there, but that's, you know, that's live TV, baby, that's what we got. But I think that there was a little bit of an advantage there, but I did like Francisco. So I'm glad he was in the top five.
Good call.
Say it now.
Yeah. And he has been a fan favorite also since the beginning.
For sure.
So people really like him.
The young girls love him.
Right?
The young, I mean, duh.
Teenagers, they love him. They love CDs, man. I'm telling you.
And Trina, to your point about the artists doing well that were musicians also playing instruments, I think Dylan James had a great night tonight. I don't know. I just... you know, he's been someone we've liked throughout this, but I thought tonight he did phenomenal. I thought it was one of his best performances for me.
Yeah, I mean, everybody definitely rose to the occasion, 100%. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how we got from 5 to 2. If we could relive this episode, right? If we could do the finale for American Idol... I think the biggest problem was we even had a conversation before East Coast time the show was on, and how do we vote? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Lisa and I are currently on West Coast and Hamza is at like 5 a.m. or something on the East Coast. And so he was able to vote, you know, during the live show, but then other people on the West Coast, they couldn't. They had to wait for YouTube clips. That's literally what Idol told them to do.
Right.
Wait for YouTube clips to post. And when they do, that means it's time to vote.
Right.
So what do you guys think about that process from, first of all, that being it and it being different all over the country, and then how they took us to the top two with like all of the in the middle performances? What do you think, Lisa, since you were affected by this? You were affected by this thing.
I really was. no, you know, it did bother me how we couldn't vote, but thank goodness we knew that we could still, you know, East Coast time, that Trina, you know, you and I could still vote on the West Coast.
Yeah.
I'm glad we thought to do that because we definitely wanted to make our votes count. And so I hope everyone knew, you know, everyone who wanted to vote on the West Coast, I hope that they knew to do that, to go ahead and vote East Coast time.
Yeah.
And it was just like all the cuts this season because of filming remotely were really drastic. So yeah, from the 7 to the 5 to the 2, everything seemed really drastic. And yeah, in a perfect world, it wouldn't be that drastic, but we made it happen.
Here we are.
Did what we had to do this season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do you think, Hamza? I'll get to you, chat. I see you chatting. I'll get to your opinions on this.
We're coming, chat. We love you guys.
Yes.
I don't, you know, I get why they had to do the cuts, but the one thing I've always liked about these competition shows where there's this one or some of the other ones that are out there that we know of, I like that a lot of people, whether they win or lose, they get to showcase their talents. And yeah, this one didn't allow that to happen so much. Mm-hmm. And it kind of bummed me out for these contestants, because some of them could have gained a fan base just based off of showing themselves on American Idol and then getting cut in the top 10, you know, or whenever.
Yeah.
So that's the one downside I see in that. As far as the voting's concerned, that's also a little bit, in my opinion, just like not the best way to do it. We could probably come up with a better way, because as we know, different parts of the country like different styles of music. So someone could be better singer than one or the other, but you, where you're living, dictates a lot of your influence on what you like and don't like. So, yeah, you know, the East Coast helped out Sam, in my opinion, because she's from the East Coast. There's a lot of people in the East Coast that like her style of music, but the Midwest, they have a different style. Cali really has a different style. So it may not be the most fair way to vote, but they did what they had to do for the sake of what's going on right now. And I'm still happy with the results.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think obviously we can analyze it forever. Mm-hmm. But again, they got to do what they got to do. I think the worst part is when the people get kicked off. So it was the two at the beginning. They got to say something. So They both, I think, just basically said, thank you so much, something along those lines. But then the three didn't get to say anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And then, which we'll get into, but because of time and like no direct interaction with the host and producers, the winning speech got cut off a little bit at the end.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. That was, I don't know, I just think that was, and of course they'll get there, you know, it's not about the winning glory. It's about now what happens in the future. Mm-hmm. But it would be nice to have some final words.
Sure. And actually, Trina, it's been like that throughout the whole remote part of this. Yeah, have you noticed every time they announce who's cut, that's it. They don't get to say anything. So,
yeah,
it's
like they just unplug their Wi-Fi and walk away. Right?
Exactly.
I know.
We're done.
Or like really? Us, the yeah. producer kicks them out of the Zoom, and it's that's it,
right?
Yes, that's it. You're not coming back. So,
yeah.
Let's do the chat for a sec, shall we? A lot of folks believe that everybody was equal tonight too. Top five, same thing. People are saying they think it was very, very close between Arthur and Just Sam. Mm-hmm. Tech for Your Needs says, I'm pleased with the top five and I have to pick Just Sam to win. You know what? You got company here, Tech for Your Needs. And Jonathan Lowe, I'm not sure why they didn't do Coast to Coast broadcast for the finale. True. I mean, they do Coast to Coast for like the Oscars
and exactly.
the Grammys and things like that. And I know that, you know, 6 o'clock is not ideal or 5 o'clock some places isn't ideal, but we're in quarantine. So I guarantee that the same amount of viewers would, but you know, we're not a network. We don't know how complicated it is. So I get it. Linda M, it's very frustrating that the West Coast doesn't really get to vote, which is true. We do. We just had to try a little way extra harder.
Right.
And we have to know that we can do that. We have to like have the awareness. Oh, I should vote earlier.
Windows open. Right.
Not exactly. Even we knew. I don't even. Or maybe it was just me that simply was not paying attention. But I was like, wait, what do we do when it just like silly. So
I was just randomly texting that number 100 times and they have to actually text me back and said, stop it. You get 10 votes. So, you know,
like
19, 19, 19.
Right?
Careful, standard rates do apply.
Yes.
My phone bill's gonna be like $6,000, but just Sam won. Doesn't matter.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's just talk about it. Let's talk about the top two. I didn't think it was gonna happen. My faith for some reason was just so, I didn't think it was going to happen, but faith was restored because they keep waiting until the last to say Just Sam. And I think that that means there's gonna be a shock because it's not her, but then really they're just saving her because she's the shock and it is her.
Right.
So what did you guys think about America, all of America, voting Arthur Gunn and Just Sam to be the top two.
Love it. Love it.
Great. I mean, who else, like, how, that's the only two I could think of that could be that close. You know, yeah. Like, if there was any other two, I'd be like, okay, Just Sam won, okay, Arthur won. But them two are like, it can go either way. And Arthur has a good international following. I don't know if you guys follow him on Instagram or anything, but internationally, he's really big. But this is American Idol. So it was just really oddly close. And Just Sam just happened to be a little bit better. And I feel like her story is just a little bit better. And I think it's going to be a better platform to showcase who she is as a person and kind of give back to the world in general, you know? And Arthur's going to keep going as well. It's just, they couldn't have gone any better than those two at the very end.
And you're right, Hamza. And actually, you know, both of them, if either one had won, they are truly the embodiment of the American Idol. It's not just, this show isn't just about the singing voice. It's the whole package. And both Just Sam and Arthur Gunn are truly the full package for what it means to be an American Idol. So I think that's why people were so passionate. I mean, more so than any other season, you should see these fans for Just Sam and Arthur Gunn because of their stories, you know, like
they
more
were going
than just
at it.
Their stories. Yeah. But it's beautiful to see them rally behind someone wanting to see them succeed and do well. It's really cool to see. And for Arthur Gunn, you know, he doesn't have anything to worry about because remember, Adam Lambert was runner up his season. He's now fronting the band Queen. And Jennifer Hudson came in seventh.
Yeah.
And she's like one of the biggest stars there is. So
everybody's totally fine. I am very proud of America though, because I was underestimating America in this one and not choosing. I was, because, you know, we've seen these shows in the past and we know generally.
Yeah.
We've seen how America votes in the past.
Exactly. Right. We know what the final two in these competition shows looks like. Mm-hmm. And it usually doesn't look like Arthur and Sam. And I'm so happy that it does, because to me, it means a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I am really glad that people were straight up watching this show and watching it for who I think are the, you know, two most deserving musicians of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I would just like to point out that both Lisa and my picks made it. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm happy it was y'all's picks, okay? I'm happy with y'all.
Okay, well, just so you know, yours didn't make it. So let's move into the winner, and we'll talk about her extensively. Let's talk about these guest performances and the judge performances. So who do we have? We've got Lauren Daigle, that Sam got to sing a duet with her, probably because Lauren said yes. So they said, well, duh, let's do it like this. I'm glad that Lauren Daigle got some screen time, because her song gets so much screen time in competition shows that I'm glad that she got to be like, hey, it's me. I do this. I did this originally. So that was fun. Who else did we have that was a special
Cynthia
guest?
Erivo.
Oh my God.
Cynthia Erivo did the Aretha Franklin performance.
How? Well,
you know, yeah.
Cynthia Erivo is always the most amazing, always ever. You guys go watch all of her things. But this, to me, stood out as the most professional performance tonight. And like, it went without a hitch. All of the background stuff, everything seemed to be right on point. What'd you guys think? Did you have a different favorite?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Do you remember last week when Just Sam was here on our AfterBuzz show? And she said two of the artists that she would love to either perform with or collaborate with are Lauren Daigle or Cynthia Erivo. And she got to perform with both of them tonight.
Got it.
I wonder if she knew that ahead of time.
I know.
Well, she definitely, I'm sure they did, right?
Yeah.
Because we have to have a lot. But that doesn't mean that it's not true, because those two, you know, are it makes complete sense. Another favorite is when Douglas came back and got to perform with Rascal Flatt.
Oh my gosh. Didn't he look great? He sounded great.
He looked great. He looked happy. He looked so excited and happy. So and I was like, why is this guy back again? And then he started singing and I'm like, oh, that's why he's back again. He's wonderful. Oh my God.
Yes.
What a voice.
His performance. Like, he is not Garbage Man Douglas anymore. Like, he is Douglas from American Idol, and he had one of the best vocal performances tonight, I thought.
Agreed.
Agreed. 100% agreed.
Do you remember? He wasn't competing.
Yeah. Do you remember when he first auditioned and then he went to Hollywood Week? And one of the comments we were all saying is, oh, we wish he had practiced before he went to Hollywood Week.
Yes.
And well, he clearly practiced before tonight. He was a different performer tonight.
He believed in himself more.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Hamza, that was deep. True. Love that. Let's see, who else did we have? We had Katy Perry perform, which I thought was the best, I think, visuals of the night, for sure. That was very complicated stuff. I didn't really understand what was happening. What'd you guys think of Katy and Luke?
I loved Katy's performance. I loved her performance. I'm going to say this. I thought her performance was the best performance of the night. Not because it was done the best way or because vocally it was the best or anything, but she just seemed like she was having such a great time.
Yes.
I know she's close to giving birth, so she's like being this mom now, and I could see the glow, and she just seemed so excited. I've been playing with this Oculus VR thing recently, and it seemed just like that. Her performance is like that. Everything falls around you. But no, 8 months pregnant, and she's always just bubbly and excited about everything in the world. I just kind of felt that through Katy as well, and that moment was good. I liked it. Katy's performance was my favorite of the night.
And of course, we know that Lionel Richie's big performance was bringing back We Are the World, and he brought it back at the very end with everyone. Lisa, tell me.
I love this. Like I said, I loved this song 35 years ago when I was really little, you know. They did it again in 2010 after the earthquake in Haiti. He did a collaboration with Wyclef Jean, and they did that song again. I love this song. This is beautiful. And just to have Just Sam singing it with them right after she was just announced the winner, I'm like, that's what got me. That was beautiful.
Do we think they made everybody record those parts and then they put them in half an hour?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
My favorite part was when Jordan Sparks showed up and hit that note.
Hit that note.
We love you, Jordan Sparks, and you hit that note. Let's just go to the chat really fast, and then we'll get to the big show. Let's see. Cynthia rocked Terabolts. We've got Narayan Pandey. I'm so sorry if I said that wrong. Hey, you guys changed my mind. My mind was hurting because of the results, but now I can see it is way big for Arthur. He is an immigrant and came in second at Idol and representing all of Nepal.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Immigrant there as well. We agree 1,000,000%.
Yes. Yes. Terabolt agrees that he was awesome. Jonathan Lowe says the We Are the World was incredible and will go viral tomorrow. We will quote you on that, Jonathan, because you are correct. Yep. And Lisa S. says it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, guys. The winner. Could you even stand it when they said Just Sam?
Oh, I didn't believe it.
I didn't either. I thought they were going to say Arthur Gunn.
Yep.
And then I was going to have to deal with it up here. And I didn't know how I was going to. Lisa, we're going to give this to you. We've all been Just Sam fans since day one, the very beginning. But you have specifically just kind of had your whole heart behind this young woman this whole season. And some people, Hamza Khan, thinks you're the reason why she won tonight. And that's good because it made up for the other person that you got kicked off a couple weeks ago.
You are not letting that go.
Now it's even better. What did you think? I want to know exactly the emotion of the moment where he said, Just Sam.
I like screamed with joy. I was so excited. I was hoping, but I knew it was close. Like I said, right up until they announced it, I was still in the chat room seeing what everyone's posting. And a lot of it has to do with fan base. And both Just Sam and Arthur Gunn have huge fan bases, huge. Mm-hmm. So it was so close. And it was just, I was so excited just because, you know, like we spoke with her last week. Well, first of all, both Just Sam and Arthur Gunn are such humble, beautiful souls. Both of them are so talented and so humble. And just speaking with Just Sam last week, I mean, we saw her energy, her light, her humbleness shine through. I mean, how could you not not like her. You feel, she makes you feel like you're her friend when you talk to her.
Yes.
So, so I think that was a lot of it too. After our conversation with her last week, I genuinely not only was a fan of hers, but I felt like she was a friend too, and really was rooting for my friend.
And she was rooting for us. She was being so nice to us.
I know.
We love you, Just Sam. We're so happy you won. Hamza, what did you think? You didn't believe it.
I didn't believe it at first. And I was like, you know what? But it's so right. It's just so right. Like, we've all been day one fans. And since day one, like I said last week, she's been very, very consistent. Out of everyone there, every one of her performances have been really good. Every single week. Like, so there's no one else should win but Just Sam. And I'm very, very happy for her. And the fact that we got a chance to speak to her right before she won, like, it's just a cool moment overall. And it was like Lisa said, it's like, oh, my friend won. And I can't even tell like anyone that, oh, my buddy won, because we're not really friends, right? But if we were, be like, that's my buddy right there. Look at her go. Good job. So I felt like we all won. I mean, it was a cool victory. I liked it.
It was amazing. There were two best parts for me. The first one was how much excitement Arthur's family his whole crew had, even when Sam's name was announced, because we all know that second place in things like this are just as good as winning.
Yeah.
You know, in some situations better.
Right.
So there's no losing for him. And so watching his family celebrate in that moment was just another thing that was like, yep, he deserved to be right on the same page as Just Sam. And of course, her winning was amazing. She had us all shook. I was screaming. And I think that she was probably at a loss for words for more than normal. I wish she could have talked forever, though, because I know that she'd have very beautiful things to say about herself and her fellow competitors, who she calls her very close friends.
Yeah. Yes.
So I thought
I really wish we got a chance to see what how the grandma reacted, you know, how Graham reacted.
On like, the iPad. Great.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see
her. We did a little.
I guarantee she's right now still crying.
Oh, yeah.
Sobbing in the chat room right now, Hamza, you're right.
Duh, Hamza, she's sobbing still, like, doy. Let's see what the chat is saying. Tech for your needs. Runner-up gets record deals, so Arthur didn't lose. Exactly. Bring Just Sam back on AfterBuzz, says Linda M. Listen, we'll do it if we can, but that very precious interview will live forever. And I think that, you know, that was the best time that she could have offered us. So that was incredible.
You guys, if you think about it, it really is amazing that we had her on a week before the finale, you know, before we knew.
Well, we can't afford her now. I mean,
right.
Yeah, she's way, listen, between top seven and winning American Idol, we would have lost her. Like now she's,
she's above us.
That's what they've got going on in there. So that's it on Just Sam. Do we have any, I mean, the news of the night is Just Sam won.
That is the main news.
Yeah.
The only other news I have is, like, we already know that there definitely is going to be another season of Idol because they're already doing the auditions. The only thing is ABC hasn't announced if all three judges are coming back and if Ryan Seacrest is coming back. With Katie having her baby, we're not sure yet if she's going to take any time off or go right back into it. So ABC is being hush-hush about who the judges are going to be and if Ryan Seacrest will sign back on, which I'm sure he will. He's been doing it since day one, so.
Yeah, why wouldn't he? Does it come back annually or biannually? Like, do we watch American Idol twice a year or once?
That is a really good, I don't know now. Things got kind of, since it's been on ABC, it's different, But you guys, so if Katy Perry doesn't come back as a judge, who do you think would make a good third judge?
Me.
Hey, there you go. All right, I'll vote for you.
I think it'd be nice for them to bring back an old contestant, like Jordan Sparks. Someone like, you know,
Jordan Sparks would be an amazing.
Jordan Sparks would probably be one of the best ones to come back and judge. That'd be awesome, actually.
She can.
Yeah, that's a good choice. Yeah.
Speak all day long.
Yeah.
I would love Rihanna to do one of these competition shows and actually judge, because. Mm-hmm. I think she would play no games.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like this season, the judges only maybe for a little time at the end there in Hawaii, they maybe were tough. But before that, I thought that it was like a pretty nice judging time. Not that they should be mean, but the, you know, the constructive criticism would definitely toughen up with someone like Rihanna.
Very true.
I don't know who else. Who would you want, Hamza? Well, Jordan Sparks, he said.
Jordan Sparks is mine. Yeah, I want to stay positive on the show, though. I mean, we have enough people out there with they're tearing each other down.
But not, I don't mean negative. I just mean, like, you know, if some people get, like, the tough crit, then they, like, will improve that much more the following week.
Oh, I feel what you're
maybe,
saying.
Like, a slow, you know.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. I mean.
Not Simon. I don't want Simon back.
No. Simon's doing that, so, yeah.
Forever.
I think Fantasia should come back. I haven't really seen that much from her for a while, and I would love to see her come back and kind of mentor them too, help them out with things.
Mm-hmm. My gosh. Wouldn't that be crazy if all of the judges were winners? Or were judges?
Were winners.
All of the winners were judges?
That'd be kind of nice.
We know how Kelly Clarkson does it from the other show, right? We know how she does
the
it.
Other show, but, yes.
The other show.
The other.
But I would love J-Hud on there too. J-Hud would have some words to say.
And you're right. And she would be constructive too. You're right. She would give good constructive criticism.
100%. Well, because and she was on that other show as well. Mm-hmm. So we know also how she coaches and judges. All right. Well, we'll have a heyday with that. And we'll see if we get an announcement soon. Who knows? Maybe you'll see it written about on AfterBuzzTV.com by Lisa or Hamza, who are both covering things for American Idol. Check them out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Do we have a special segment tonight, Hamza? What are we going to talk about?
I mean, there's only one thing we can do to wrap up this show. And the only thing that's going to be special is I want to know from you guys from the beginning to the end, what was your most favorite moment of this season? Doesn't have to be a song, just moment.
That's a big ask.
Should we go with Lisa first then so you can think about it?
Yes, yeah. Please.
All right, Lisa, go for it.
Okay, I listened to how you worded that song. So you said our favorite moment from the season. You didn't specifically say on American Idol. So could it be on AfterBuzz TV, the American Idol after show?
It could.
See, my favorite moment was having Sam on our show last week. That was to be able to talk with her like that and her energy. I mean, everyone who I've spoken with who's seen the interview is like, even if they didn't watch American Idol, they fell in love with her by watching that interview. She was so likable, so real, so authentic. That was my favorite moment of the whole season because we really got to see who she was as a person. And I'll never forget that. That was really special.
I guess I set myself up for that one. Yes.
I was going to say, I should have gone first.
Yeah, well, Trina, go for it. What's your less spectacular moment at this point?
I think mine was still Douglas when he was performing. Yeah. And then he got to, remember when he got to perform with Luke Bryan? When Luke got on the keys and they performed together? Mm-hmm. That was one of those moments. And obviously now we see, you know, things go on, things don't end. And if you keep your heart and your mind open to possibilities, like you end up back singing with freaking Rascal Flatts on live American Idol finale. Like what is going on? So that moment that he got to see that he is worthy of these things and he's worthy of being on the same playing field as these now two giant country music gigs, that was the perfect ending for the kind of underdog story for me that I love so much.
That's a great choice.
Arthur Gunn, of course. He was my day one. I went off course sometimes, but then
way back home.
Exactly. Seeing how much effort he put in throughout the whole season, he was very real to himself the whole season. I think he also deserves a lot of credit for that. Because we were all trying to tell him, be different, you know, do something else. But the fact that he came in second place by being himself the whole time, that goes to show he was right. We were not. And he should be applauded for that.
That's why he's a contestant. And we're here just talking.
And we're just like chilling.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, for me, Hamza.
For me personally, and the reason I gave Lisa a pass was because about, you know, moment in general, is because it would be the first auditions. And the reason why is because that's the first day I came on this podcast with you guys, and I didn't know how it was going to go. I just don't want to talk music, and I didn't anticipate us getting to this point here. And we started off, and I feel like we were judging all these people. We saw Louis Knight. We felt for him and his friend. We saw Just Sam come on. We saw her just caring for her grandmother. You know, it's just a lot of good moments came from it. And at the end of it, we got to meet the winner of just the American Idol. And then now here we are wrapping up the show. And it's just the first moment to now. I feel like, wow, what a huge change to the three of us, you know? So first auditions will be my moment just for that reason.
Y'all didn't know that Hamza was going to be the sappy one of us, didn't ya? But guess what?
Tearjerkers.
Hamza doesn't want us to let us go. And he won't, because there's a group text that I'm sure
absolutely
he'll reignite every day.
Every day you'll get a text from me. Some random crap that you don't want to hear about.
Good. I want to hear all of it.
Yes, we love it.
Guys, please, final thoughts, any thoughts for future, any thoughts for this episode, any thoughts for Sam, any thoughts for anything? Lisa, give it to us.
This has just been such an amazing season, the show itself and working with you guys, and what a positive, uplifting season. And I don't know, I think everything ended beautifully, and I'm happy to have done this with you both.
Hamza?
I just want to take a second to just thank AfterBuzz TV and thank Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos for allowing me to be here, allowing me this opportunity to showcase the platform. I also want to thank a lot of people watching us, like Tara Bald, who's been here since day one, you know, constantly talking with us. And it's been such a great journey overall. I love knowing you guys. I love making new friends. And then a big shout out to Ryan as well, our producer, for always staying up late and making sure we get this out, and then continue to work after we all fall asleep. So thank you guys, and thank you AfterBuzz TV.
Why am I following all the hard stuff today? So I'll just go to the chat and see what they have to say. Okay. Jonathan Lowe, everybody write this down, okay? Everyone should go watch Sam Underground, her documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Go watch that. And let's look forward to the future ones too, because Netflix, y'all heard our cries last time, pick that girl up.
Right.
And what she's got going on. Don't miss out, Subway Netflix.
Subway series.
Exactly. Tech for Your Needs says, you guys are awesome. Aww. I mean, thank you so much, chat, for being with us. Y'all kept us on our toes. You kept us, you know, keeping our facts straight. And it was nice to have a perspective that wasn't just the three of ours all the time. So thank you guys for tuning in literally every single Sunday with us. Even when we switched to quarantine style, y'all were there. So thank you so much for that. And of course, my two co-hosts, the best co-hosts in the whole world. This was so much fun. And Just Sam, having her last week, I think was such a sign of like the greatness of all that is Just Sam, and the positivity that's come through this whole thing. So season 4, come to us soon, hopefully back to Normalsville, so that we can meet you again. We got some more things in the chat. I'll finish really quick. Lisa S, it was great listening to all of you. Linda M, thank you guys for such a great show. Thank you guys so much. Aww. So that wraps up our show. Lisa, where can everybody find you online?
You can find me on Instagram at Lisa M. Macy, Lisa 2 M's ASI, and on Twitter at Lisa Marie Macy. Macy is M-A-S-I. Thank you.
Amazing. Hamza?
I promise I wouldn't cry, but anywhere online, you can Google search at this point, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Hamza_mania, Hamza, HUMZA_mania, MANIA.
Amazing. And also, don't forget to check out Hamza. He's also a stand-up comedian, y'all. So if you follow him, and when he's back in LA, you can go check him out live. Lisa wrote a really, really amazing article about Just Sam that is available on AfterBuzz.com. Hamza's got one coming out in probably a couple days.
24 hours.
So check all of that out. And for me, y'all can find me at Hey Trina Dong on Twitter and Instagram. And we will see y'all soon. Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.